Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all of our upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And I'm here with Dan Peterson. Dan, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good to be here, Jack.
Well, and you've got a little bit of a commute from Open Focus, from kind of the between Mancos and Cortez?
No, further? It's actually west of Cortez.
West. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. McElmo Canyon.
Yeah, McElmo Canyon.
It's all coming back now.
Yeah.
So how are things?
Well, things are good. It was nice to have the roads dry, so the trip over was easy and no problem there.
Wonderful. Well, quick reminder so I don't forget, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So, yeah, like me, I'll always get something at the last minute. So if you're listening, guys, get out there and gals, get something for your sweetheart. But I want to ask you, you've got a unique, interesting background, and you had told me that you used to be an orthodontist.
Yeah, that's correct.
So what transitioned you from orthodontics to coaching and ranching?
It was like one patient that we had one time that opened up a whole new possibility for me about the basically some of the contributing factors to orthodontic problems that kids have.
Okay.
And it encouraged me to start to study body-mind psychology. And so while I was practicing orthodontics, I went back to school to a holistic healing program.
Oh, interesting.
And became a holistic healthcare practitioner specializing in body-mind psychology.
So the body-mind and psychology affects or has impact on our teeth.
Yeah, and not only our teeth, but the shape of our jaws and our growth and development, our personality.
Interesting. You know, off air, we're going to have a whole conversation because, you know, I used to have orthodontics, you know, and then braces and all of that. And my jawline, you know, honestly, it's kind of like it shifted or something. And I bet there's some psychological imbalance in my brain or something.
Well, yeah, that's the first place people usually go when they think, what about me or what about my kids, that kind of thing. And well, the body-mind piece is just one piece of many, many other pieces that contribute to problems in people's teeth and jaws.
Okay. Wow. So you had a patient, I assume, then, that had something going on, and somebody's kind of planted this seed in your mind, and you learned the connection.
Yeah. I mean, would you like me to say a little bit about that
person? Yeah, please. Okay. Yeah.
Well, so this young lady, she was about 11 years old. Uh-huh. Her mother brought her in.
Okay.
And her mother said, you know, I don't have the money to have Bridget have braces, but she wanted to come in because all of her girlfriends at school and boyfriends have braces on, and they come into your office. So I just brought him in, but I want to let you know that's something we can't afford.
Yeah.
And so when I took a look at this girl, she had a very, very severe, difficult-to-treat case that could have required jaw surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely she had too much crowding in her teeth, so removed some teeth. And so I decided to go ahead and treat her free of charge.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And so we spent about two and a half years working with Bridget. And the thing that turned me around was that at the end of 2 or 3 years, her teeth were like 95% corrected, but we never put braces on her teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And just by behavioral things.
It was a behavioral thing.
Interesting. Interesting. Go ahead.
Well, one of the principles that I learned from Bridget was that we really create the conditions for self-correction.
Okay.
Sometimes we physically put pressure on the teeth, and sometimes we change the environment for the person. Now, this young lady obviously had something going on in her earlier life that changed her worldview, or it affected her worldview. So she was thinking differently about herself and the world she lived in than was healthy, than would contribute to normal growth and development.
So you almost were kind of, I assume, mentoring as well.
Yes, it was like mentoring, and it was a whole office process.
Wow.
And we had like five ladies working for us. And these ladies, four of them had been patients beforehand. They were young. They really knew the situation with people who were that age. They just maybe in their early 20s.
Okay.
And one of the things we did was we provided healthy parenting for children. And healthy parenting, meaning really acknowledge these kids for who they are, and make that kind of connection with them.
And give them some self-worth.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's quite amazing how many people grow up having this background voice that can say there's something wrong with me.
Right. Right. And you can't do that.
You,
right.
You aren't good enough. You're too tall, too short, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. You know, it's when I did coaching of soccer, I know a lot of times I was the only male role model for some of these kids, and I think they turned out okay. No, I've run into them, and it's interesting. They've said, thank you for doing what you did, and you gave me the confidence I needed, and I didn't realize at the time that's what I was providing them. And I've run into these guys now that are 30 years old and have kids of their own. So I want to fast forward a little bit. I'm going to jump because now you're into ranching. So from orthodontics, that type, and counseling, now you do ranch. What kind of ranching do you do?
I grow hay and hay for sale, and I have pastures.
Okay. And how many acres?
150 acres.
Oh, wow. So a big hay operation.
Well, it's not big because I only farm about 20 of those acres.
Well, still, that's, you know, yields a good crop, I would think. Because, you know, I've only got like roughly 4 acres a week cut hay on. Sometimes we get 60, 70 bales. Sometimes we get 45, just depending on what the weather, you know, Mother Nature cooperating.
Right.
But so on your ranch, you also have a retreat center west of Cortez. Tell me about that.
What I do is I sometimes have brought people there myself. I was sponsoring for about 17 years, coaching continuing education program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called New Edges Learning Community.
Okay.
And we have an annual event. So I have had that event at my place. I don't have the housing needed for the people, so we often went other places.
Okay.
But we have other people come in, too. And actually, the biggest client we have is somebody from Durango. Bill Plotkin is his name.
Uh-huh.
And he does what's called Vision Quest training.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so what they do at the ranch is they bring Vision Quest, people that are training to be Vision Quest guides.
Okay.
And teach them the process.
All right.
And we don't need a lot of housing because they're usually in, we have a few teepees on the place, but they'll live in teepees or they'll pitch a tent or just live out in the, you know, with a sleeping bag under the stars.
Sure. So it's kind of, getting back to... I want to say what we're really programmed with, you know, earth, shelter, clothing, water, food, those kind of down to the bare necessities, so to speak.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Now can other individuals, for lack of words, rent or sign up to use your facilities?
Yes, yes.
How do they go about doing that? What's your website?
It's called the New Edges Learning Community. Mine is Dan Peterson at open-focus.com.
Okay, one more time.
Dan Peterson
at
open-focus.com. That's actually my email address, but it's similar to the website.
And you can go on there, and I'm sure if you Google open-focus Cortez, it's going to pull up in the Google searches.
Yes.
And I wanted to also point out Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N.
Yes.
So, interesting. So, is there a particular area of coaching that you specialize in now?
Yes, I specialize in adult development coaching.
Okay.
And the process being that there are certain stages in life where big changes take place.
Right.
The most obvious one is from childhood to adulthood, going through adolescence.
Sure.
And that is where a vision quest would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
A vision quest being to go out in nature and really look into what's ahead for you. What would be, what are your special gifts?
Okay.
What are you drawn to?
Right. And get a good base or a foundation, I would assume, that then kind of paves the way for what you're looking to, as you say, in the future.
Right.
And then what are some of the other chapters in life, so to speak?
Well, there's there's the from the infant to the child to the adolescent to the adult. Ideally, there's a very kind of very interesting process where we go through different stages of development, and that process should come fairly complete when we're in early 20s, and that's when it's time to start building your own family. And, you know, raising your children.
Right.
So there's a couple stages, two or three stages before that. And what happens is sometimes people don't get a chance to complete one stage before they're kind of pushed into the next stage.
So you don't get those partying days out of the way.
Well, yeah, that's one of them. So you keep trying to party for, you know, longer than you need to.
Right.
And maybe as longer than is good for you. Here, there's an interesting, when I was studying my holistic training, there's a psychiatrist, Milton Erickson was his name.
Okay.
And he was a hypnotherapist, kind of a colleague of Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud. And one time he was being interviewed, and the lady asked him on the radio, what is the deepest trance a person can get into? Because he was a hypnotherapist.
Okay.
And he said, the deepest trance a person can get into is the one that they're already in.
Wow.
That's interesting.
It is.
He said, hypnotherapist is helping people come out of that trance into reality.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's essentially the work I do in adult development is look at what trance might we be in because it seems so real to us that we can't recognize it, that might may not be reality, and help us identify what that might be. Person has to identify that themselves. I wouldn't know what it was when they came to me, but that's part of the work in adult development is help adults identify any particular, you know, it's kind of a level of consciousness that they might be stuck in that could be limiting them in the quality of relationship, in the success of their business, and those kind of things.
And I would assume that fear can kind of play into that too, because we're all kind of, you know, at times, oh, I'm afraid of trying something new, and we get in that rut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the phrase, the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth of the excavation.
I always say the difference between kissing ass and brown nose is depth of perception. I shouldn't say that on the radio. Well, maybe they'll edit that part out later. But anyway, interesting. So again, I'm talking with Dan Peterson with Open Focus, and you're just a little bit west of Cortez. What made you choose Cortez?
The place. I used to live at Purgatory at the ski area.
Yeah.
And I was looking for property for my brother, and I happened to run across this piece of property that was just, it kind of blew me away enough that I decided to move there.
Okay, so I'm assuming it's got a lot of varying terrain as well?
Mm-hmm. It's on McElmo Creek, and it's down in the canyon. It's about 12 miles west of Cortez.
Okay.
And lots of bluffs, you know, the sandstone bluffs, so a lot of ruins on the property, which is just mind-blowing to me.
Wow.
That you could buy a place. It looked like National Park, and I thought, how can anybody buy this? I thought it would have been part of the, you know, state or federal reserve.
Wow. So again, Dan, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and come out and check out Open Focus and your property, possibly do a retreat, what's the best way to reach you?
Probably drop me an email at danpeterson@open-focus.com.
Okay. And again, that's Dan Peterson, S-E-N, at open-focus.com. Wow. Oh, I got to come out and check out the property because it just sounds... for lack of words, spiritual. And I'm sure when you step foot on the property, you just kind of, all your stress goes away.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When I first moved there, there was not access. We'd have to hike to it because the road wasn't complete. But I remember one time just sitting on a rock and looking at the area, and I sung out, my heart's found a home, and that's the way it feels to me still, and that was 17, 18 years ago.
Nice. Also want to point out, too, that you are teaching our Lunch and Learn coming up on February 22nd from noon to 1, and the title is Resistance to Change, and to get signed up for that, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org, and after the Lunch and Learn, I'm sure you can answer more questions one-on-one. Guess what? We're out of time.
It's been great being here. Thank you, Jack.
Well, thank you for coming in. Well, and if we don't see you sooner, we'll see you on the 22nd.
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming in. And again, it's Dan Peterson at open-focus.com. Got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And again, for all the upcoming chamber events, durangobusiness.org. Have a great day.